You're listening to a Share Radio podcast.
Company Casebook with Linda Lewis. Fascinating firms, exciting entrepreneurs, the human side of business.
Hello and welcome to Company Casebook with me, Linda Lewis. This is the Share Radio show where we go behind the scenes at businesses big and small and hear the human stories behind the spreadsheets and the strategy. Now, we've featured quite a few food firms on Company Casebook, and it does seem like an attractive sector if you want to start and grow a business. Joe Chakra certainly thinks so. He's already got two shops selling frozen yoghurt in London and Nottingham, trading under the name of Sloan Brothers. But he's already scouting around for more sites, and next year wants to expand overseas, he says, with the aim of becoming a global ambassador of British quality, taste and creamy dairy.
There you go. What about you? Natural, banana, tropical or the sweet one?
Tropical.
The tropical is the dairy free flavour. It's made with the coconut cream, coconut milk,
yes,
and pineapple.
Yes.
Hi, I'm Joe Chakra with Sloan Brothers. We're here at our parlor, frozen yogurt parlor. We're on Brick Lane, right across from Bagel Bake, the famous bagel bakery. And we have been open here since June of 2015.
So let's step inside, Joe. Yeah, it actually does look like a sort of, well, I was going to say an ice cream parlor, but of course it's not ice cream, it's frozen yogurt.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, you know, one of the things you might notice in the shop is we want to reflect the local flavor because we are very much into British dairy and we're very much into provenance. So you can see on our wall, there's a graffiti that reflects our logo. We have asked a local graffiti artist that we met just walking down the street to come and please execute this for us. So it's much more, you know, much more relaxed, much more friendly than having a corporate approach, if you will.
So this is the mural on the wall over here.
You can see there's a spray can used by graffiti artists. So that's a reflection of the Shoreditch area where we are. But then the graffiti can is sort of spraying paint and it's becoming our logo. So it's that's the same reason why we chose to be located on Brick Lane, because as you know, Brick Lane is called Brick Lane because this is where they used to dig for material to make bricks. So we're very much into provenance. For example, our frozen yogurt comes exclusively from British dairies. And the reason we launched this this brand is that everywhere you go in the world, people love British tradition, British quality, whether it's music, whether it's fashion. And the British dairy industry is steeped in history. Yet there is no frozen yogurt brand that champions the combination of British tradition and British dairy. And this is what we're trying to do.
So this presumably is why you've gone for this logo with an upturned bowler hat in it on the wall over there. And then you've
Absolutely.
Got a sort of what looks like a sort of elderly Edwardian gentleman over there painted on the on the counter.
Absolutely. Our inspiration is part of our branding is this legend of the Sloan Brothers. Obviously, it's not a real story, but it's our legend. And it translates into our logo. So basically, the legend is that you had two brothers living in the Victorian era in London, in East London, of all places, called Arthur Sloan and Walter Sloan. And they used to be yogurt makers. And they used to make yogurt for their important clients. And one day they got a very important order and they started making the yogurt for this very important client, but they were so nervous that they knocked over the pot and broke it. So Walter, you know, he cannot let the yogurt go bad, so he took off his hat and they finished making the yogurt in the hat.
Oh, I see. And hence the upturned hat
hence the
with
upturned
the
hat.
But swirls of yogurt in it
but
in your logo.
But still the missing part, where's the yogurt come from? As they were delivering the yogurt to their customer in London, the British weather being the British weather, they got hit by a freak snowstorm and the yogurt froze. And this is how frozen yogurt was born. Obviously, it's not a true story, but, you know, kids love it and it creates a unique connection with our customers.
Okay, it's a nice story, but it's not actually real. There didn't actually used to be two brothers called Sloan, but you've sort of
they might have been, but they're not the ones who own this company.
Right, okay. So I was going to ask you about the name, actually, Sloan Brothers. I mean, one or two people have said it sounds a bit like, I don't know, Sloan Rangers, you know, Sloan Square. Is it really the image that you want to convey?
The only image we're conveying really is you know, it's a British product. It's we're very much into sourcing. There are areas called, you know, Sloan Square. There are some connotations of, you know, being a Sloan. But that's, you know, the question is that a British name or not? Sorry, it's, you know, it's a British name. It's a very British name, as a matter of fact. And when we did our intellectual property rights search, it was a name, Sloan Brothers, was a name that's available for our company as a brand. So we went with it.
Let's go over to the, well, the serious end of the frozen yogurt parlour. This is where it all is.
We use very simple and clean decorations. Some people tell us that it's the cleanest frozen yogurt bar they have seen. We're very much into cleanliness.
But well, that is important, isn't it?
Yeah, and our inspiration is really the traditional Victorian ice cream and dairy parlors. So you can see the white tiles, but what makes it really different for us is that we use the colors too to differentiate ourselves as a brand.
Now, I would call those Neapolitan colors, pale green, pistachio and pink.
Yeah, it's
and
soft,
so
they
on.
Are soft, aren't
yeah,
they?
Because yeah. Yeah. And your staff, how many staff have you got, Joe?
Well, we have, obviously it's a seasonal business, so we have anywhere in terms of permanent staff, we have anywhere between 3 to 4 permanent, depending on the, and then we have, in terms of part-time, we have anywhere between 3 and 6, depending on the season.
I should imagine at weekends that this place gets very busy.
Yes, yes, absolutely. There's one other thing I would like to tell you about what makes us different in terms of toppings. Obviously, we have fresh-cut fruits that we cut them every day because when they're cut fresh, as you know, the fruits have more aroma. But also in terms of toppings, as you can see here, we use traditional British toppings. We have, you know, bourbon biscuits, party rings, jammy dodgers, toppings that people have grown up with, and people love it. And in terms of brownies, which are our premium toppings, we exclusively source from small, independent, family-owned bakeries. We don't buy them by the truckloads, even though it might be cheaper, but that's not who we are. So that's also another differentiating factor. We use fresh yogurt. We never manufacture our yogurt. We don't make it out of powder. And we always have traditional, you know, British biscuits together as, you know, with sauces and stuff like that.
And I see over here you've got some old milk churns.
Yes,
they?
These are real
they
milk
look like
churns.
They've seen better days.
These are real milk churns from Devon. So obviously it's again, you know, it's along with our branding. We're very much into provenance and British provenance, really. So these are real churns they used to use. Yeah. But we don't use them anymore.
I'm almost expecting to see some cows out the back. But
we thought about bringing a plastic cow, but it didn't fit quite well.
My name is Sebastian Sintaroy, and I'm the operations manager with the Sloan Brothers, and I'm with the company since we opened in 2015.
So what does your role actually consist of?
Basically, I have to deal with everything. You know, as operations manager, I'm the one being on the shops, taking care of the people, taking care, you know, of the procedure, how to work on the stores, everything related with the health and safety, customer service, complaint, dealing with customers. Finally, you know, it takes me a lot of time, but as operations manager, for me, it's so important. That our staff, they feel like at home. Of course, we have to spend, you know, a few hours here, so we try to do it in our best way. And, well, just taking care of our customers, just taking care of the staff, and making sure everything is perfect where we work.
And since last summer, you've had a second store in Nottingham, so presumably that means you've got to go backwards and forwards to Nottingham to check up on what's happening there?
That's correct. We opened in the 20th of August 2016 in Nottingham, and the thing, because it was a new thing to work in a shopping mall, that's why I decided to move there in Nottingham. And for sure, you know, I want to be with my staff, as I said, and I want to work with them. And the thing is, I'm between Nottingham and London.
So
I'm just coming, going, and
so you virtually live on the M1, presumably,
yeah,
as a service
now
station.
Now with the train station, I know the route very well. But, well, as you know, as we said in my country, when you are happy with what you are doing, you know, it's not difficult. So I'm happy, and the people here is amazing, especially as well the customers. We don't have upsetting customers. All of them, they come here in a very good mood, in a very good happy, because they are going to treat themselves.
When you say your country, where is that?
I'm from Spain, from south of Spain, Malaga.
Okay, now tell us a little bit about the frozen yogurt, about how it's made, and the fact that, as it says on the wall over there, on your blackboard, fat-free, but Presumably it's got sugar in it, which is obviously the other sort of side of the coin.
It has sugar, and in frozen yogurt, it has to have sugar, you know, to get that texture. It's one of the ingredients that is important there. But as you said, it's fat-free, it's very low calorie. So for example, our small cup is just 99 calories, which is, you know, nothing. And it tastes really good. It's healthy enough. The thing is, while the ice cream is made with cream, frozen yogurt is made with yogurt. And, you know, that's what the main difference, you know, comparing with the ice cream.
And looking at the prices, $2.95 for a small
cup,
$3.95 for medium, $4.75 for a large one, which is actually quite generous by the look of it.
Yeah.
And then you make your money with the toppings.
Yes.
70p per topping.
And if you buy three or more, it's 65p each, and the people, they love it. You know, on the prices, it's, you know, almost the same. We don't have expensive price. Cheap price is, you know, the average for frozen yogurt. But it's not because, you know, I'm working with the Sloan Brothers, I have to say. It's premium frozen yogurt, no powder, and, you know, almost the 90% of the recipe is coming from the milk.
Are you making it here on site in the machines?
No, we received the frozen yogurt, as you know, it is a frozen, so we just defrost it and we just pour on the machines, and it comes just like that.
And the variety of flavors?
Yes, we have five different flavors. You know, one of them is a seasonal flavor, and every month we change it. So the four flavors that we always have is the natural flavor, it's like a plain one, chocolate hazelnut, dulce de leche, which is a sweet one, it's like a toffee, like a caramel, and then we have the special one, is a vegan flavor, the dairy free, which is the tropical, and it's made with the coconut cream, coconut milk, and pineapple.
Passion fruit?
I love it.
Because passion fruit with that one is very tasty. That's going to be £6.15.
Tropical one's very coconutty.
I like this one.
I feel like this would be like a really good thing to mix with like a Malibu. That'd be delicious.
Joe, let's talk a little bit about the money side of this. You've been crowdfunding, and you in fact put a value on the business of 1.85 million,
yes,
which
yes,
some people would say is rather high. What makes you think that this business has got such potential?
Okay, well, that's a very good question. Thank you. To start with, you can make an argument that any growth company is overvalued. In that case, do companies get any capital to grow? In our case, we think that our valuation is very reasonable. Our company is valued at a very reasonable multiple of our cash flow, the EBITDA, which is earnings before interest, taxes, and depreciation. So, you know, our valuation is actually very competitive compared to some of the other companies out there. But, you know, we believe that we are still providing potential investors with extremely favorable returns. To give you a number on this, if we achieve part of our growth, the investors would get over 300% return on the valuation today in 3 years' time. So we think that's quite a reasonable. Obviously, it's riskier than, you know, your run-of-the-mill sort of, you know, company, but that's why the returns are so high. We happen to believe in these returns. We happen to believe in this company. We put money in it and lots of efforts. It was planned. We did our research for about 3 years before launching the company, in terms of sourcing the best product, researching the market, and finding the best way to deliver the branding. So it's all there. But now it's time to actually make the brand sweat a little bit, because now people love us, people love our taste, people love our branding, but now we get so many opportunities that we cannot, that we need to capitalize on. For example, many people come to us and request that we cater to their events, but we can't.
Oh, this is the corporate market that
Exactly. So this is the, you know, we need to start making our product in a packaged format, which obviously different cups are needed. So we will be doing that with the money raised from crowdfunding. And we'll also be targeting other sectors such as the airlines. And then starting next year, we will be starting to respond to some franchising requests.
But isn't it a bit early for franchising? Shouldn't you actually be building a solid business before you start thinking about franchising it to other people?
Absolutely. That's why we don't plan franchising this year at all.
Maybe give it 5 years, you know, 5 years down the line rather than sort of next year.
Yeah, I don't think it's really a matter of time. It depends. It's a matter of your systems. We have completed our operating manual about 6 months ago. And we have our system in place. But the reason that we are not franchising now this year, even though we're still at the beginning of the year, is not the lack of systems. It's just we want to focus on the B2B and growing our stores. Mm-hmm. So I think next year, you know, we will be in an excellent position to franchise.
You already have a second store, of course, in Nottingham. How did that come about? Why Nottingham?
Well, we were looking at other locations, so you could make the argument that our Nottingham store is also, you know, crowdsourced, because we had many of our customers saying, you know, why don't you open in Nottingham? So we started looking at Nottingham, doing some research, and we found that it's a great market. So we started looking into it, and we found the location, and we were very happy with, and that's how it was.
In the shopping center.
We worked with Intu. They were extremely supportive. We worked with them very closely, and the kiosk is doing very well.
I guess it gets pretty busy here at weekends, with Brick Lane being such a tourist attraction.
Not only here in Brick Lane, there in Nottingham, we are busy at all times. You know, you come at the weekends, you will have long queues, but you know, we try to do our best. And keeping all our areas very clean and always with and a smile in our faces, and you know, just trying to give our best customer service.
So are you looking forward to the big expansion?
For sure, yeah, it's part of the plan.
More responsibilities, more
headaches
to deal with?
I don't care about it, because you know, when you are comfortable in a place and when you are happy, you know, the rest is nothing. So we just have to make sure that we have the proper staff, and so far we have it. And we train them and we stay with them. We don't leave them alone, and for us it's important. We have our store managers. We have to be all one, and that's what we do, and that's it.
I noticed in the door you've got your sticker showing that you've got level 5 in the Food Standards Agency.
Yeah, for us it's so important, and we cannot afford to have a 4. So that's why, you know, always we focus on that thing, and in Nottingham it's the same, we have the 5, but we cannot have the 4. That's not exceptions, no way.
My name's Molly Mills. I work here. I work making frozen yogurts, taking orders, cleaning, cutting fruit,
How long have you been here?
A year in a couple of weeks. Yeah.
So you must have seen an awful lot of frozen yogurt in that time.
Yes, I make so many frozen yogurts in a day.
I bet. Yeah, that's a problem, isn't it? Like, if you work in a sweet shop, you don't want any sweets. So what's this like as a place to work anyway?
Oh, it's brilliant. It's like a family. That's what it's like. It's like we're just one big family. Like Sebastian, he's like the father of us all. We're just like all brother and sisters. Like, we just message each other every day, work related, sometimes not work related, can have a laugh. As long as you do your job.
We just put a bit oil on the crepe machine just to make it smooth, and then as soon as, you know, quite oily, we just put the mix, and then we just spread, we just wait for 45 seconds, and we just put the topping. That's it.
You don't time it, you judge the 45 seconds, do you?
Yeah.
How long 45 seconds is.
Yeah,
if you leave it too long, of course, it'll be all burnt on the bottom.
Yeah, totally, you know.
And you have to start again.
Yeah, you need to get the right temperature too. If you get higher than 200, it will burn. And if you get less, it won't work.
Well, that looks just right.
Yeah.
Nice sort of pale brown.
Now we just make the honey and we add the toppings. In that case, it's strawberries and Nutella.
Here comes the chocolate.
Yeah. Here we have
squeezed
the Nutella. We put it all around.
Yeah, very generous serving there.
And we just need two. Wrap it up.
I'm his English teacher.
That's good, you know, always we are learning.
And is he teaching you Spanish?
No. He tries to.
Sometimes, but you know, rarely.
He talks to me in Spanish and I'm just
She has to. That's a must. Does she want to go to Malaga?
Oh, and there it goes in the little cardboard cone holder.
Careful, because it's really hot.
Thank you.
And now we clean the machine again.
For the next customer. How many customers do you actually get a day, do you reckon?
Well, if it's a good day, 500, around 500, you know, and quite a day can be 200 or something like that. But it depends, you know, because in Nottingham, for example, we have customers at all time. We have university students, so they are there all the time. They should be, you know, in class, but now they are there in the shopping mall.
Now, Joe, tell me a little bit about your background, because I read that you used to be in banking.
That's correct. I was in banking, but actually my previous career sort of led to this one, even though that's how, you know, I know it sounds pretty funny, but it did, because when I lived in the US, in Asia, in other areas, everywhere you go, people love British branding, British tradition, British products. So that was always in the back of my mind. But then, you know, me myself, I love frozen yogurt. I always take my family for frozen yogurt treats because I think it's healthier than ice cream. So I started looking at the market, having an analyst background, and I started looking, why isn't there a brand that represents British tradition as well as British dairy? And the more research I did, the more I found out that there's really a gap in the market for such a product. So I figured, you know, we have to run with it.
But your past life, what were you doing exactly?
I was investment banking, helping companies raise capital or in the market, or doing M&As, things like that.
Yeah. So how has that helped you now, setting up your own business?
It gave me the discipline, really, the financial discipline in, you know, when to grow, when is it worth putting the money, when, how do you value a company in a decent manner. That's why we're very confident in terms of our valuation, because I know that our valuation is very reasonable.
Because you did it yourself, effectively, and you know what you're talking about.
Yeah, of course, I worked with some people to help me build the model, but, you know, yeah, in terms of the valuation where we are, the brand, where it's going, and the most importantly, the customer reaction.
And, of course, contacts as well, always useful, because you did raise $150,000 from private investors, didn't you, in the early days?
Yes, that's correct. That's correct. And we have, you know, in this round also of crowdfunding, many of my former colleagues and friends are also participating. Uh-huh. So that's another vote of confidence in our model.
Ah, do they get free frozen yogurts when they come in here?
Yes. Well, any investor will get, even if they invest £10, they get 10% discount over their lifetime.
Ooh, that's quite attractive.
So it pays for itself.
If you
like frozen yogurt, it pays for itself.
Investor perks at Sloan Brothers. And that was Joe Chakra, CEO and founder. That's it for today. Join us again next week on Company Casebook. But for now, from me, Linda Lewis, it's goodbye and good business.